Mike's favorite bits.
I just want like a rallies sized or if you're in on one of the coasts, Checkers, because yeah. A rallies sized restaurant with a drive through on either side, and the menu is going to have beverages and three items. The menu is going to be very basic. Small bag of bacon, medium bag of bacon, large bag of bacon.
That sounds like one item.
Yeah.
Just in different bags.
No, all it is a drive-through bacon restaurant. You just get you a bag of bacon, and then you leave. And then you just, I mean, like when
you
go.
Can you do bread with the bacon?
No, bacon. That's it.
Can we get different varieties?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like offer like several different kinds of bacon, like pepper bacon or like maple bacon. And
different preparations. You know, you have to have like your deep fried bacon. And your chocolate covered bacon.
So we're not just handing them a bag bacon. Full of greasy bacon.
Well, no, that's there too.
Small bag of bacon, medium bag of bacon, large bag of bacon.
Completely undrained. just flat top to your sack.
No, but seriously, when you go to a restaurant and you get you a sandwich that has bacon on it, what's the best part of that sandwich? The bacon.
The bacon's usually terrible at fast food restaurants.
Yeah, McDonald's
like
has horrible bacon.
Like,
or
it's
burnt.
A weird circle configuration. Like, what's up with that? I've never seen any bacon in a circular patty.
Now, you're telling me you're driving to work in the morning. You see Mike's Bacon-O-Rama on the side of the road. You're going to stop and get some fucking bacon and a beverage. It will offer, we'll have coffees too. Have a whole bunch of different coffees. You get you some coffee. Get you a small bag of bacon, you know, just as a snack on your way. Then for lunch, you're going to want more bacon.
See, I think as a one-time thing, like, yeah, you can get by with just your standard bacon. But I think if you want repeat customers, you're going to have to offer a variety of bacon goods.
Yeah, but that won't even take that much. I mean, like, you know, you have like a little station with a bunch of different things that you could throw on the bacon.
Right.
No problem.
You're going to have baked bacon for the health conscious, you know?
I mean, like, all you're going to goddamn do...
Grilled bacon? Smoked bacon?
Is you're going to have one truck come and drop off a fuckload of bacon. So, I mean, like, you probably get a pretty good bulk discount on some fucking bacon. Because that's all you're offering. And soda's cheap.
I like it. I think it's a moneymaker.
How could it not be?
Because nobody wants to eat a bag full of greasy bacon.
Napier. Everyone wants to eat a bag full of
Napier,
greasy bacon.
You're in the minority if you're sitting here telling me that you don't want a big bag of bacon right now.
No, I would definitely go for a bag of bacon right now.
Would you give them the option of the crispy bacon or the chewy bacon?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you could, you know, specify what kind of bacon you want.
You should make them ask. Like, when you order a burger at, like, a restaurant, like,
when you go get
do you want your burger cooked? You have to say, you know, how do you want your bacon?
When you
I'm
go
like, super crispy, almost burnt.
When you go get, like, a bucket of chicken, I mean, you can specify, hey, man, if I want more drumsticks, you know? You say, hey, man, I want some of the crispier bacon in your...
How do you prefer your bacon, Michael?
Man, I don't give a fuck. I just like bacon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have no preference?
Have you had candy
I'm bacon? I'm trademarking this right now. By the way, copyright.
I don't think you can trademark this. It's not
trademark
a
Mike
bacon.
Moore, 2013, yeah. Mike's Bacon-O-Rama, the bacon-only fast food restaurant.
I'm pretty sure if somebody could, like...
Mike's Bacon Check. I like it, Paul. You're my partner now. You just got
to... No, I'm your competition. I have copyrighted Mike's Bacon Check.
You can't. You're not Mike.
It doesn't matter. Fucking Mrs. Fields doesn't own the fucking... Sally Fields shit. I don't know what I'm talking about. Fucking some cookie bitch doesn't own these.
Right. I'm sure Otis Spunkmeyer does not own Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
And Famous Amos is long dead.
Right. So you'll have Mike's Bacon-O-Rama and I'll have Mike's Bacon Shack.
And you'll be
next door
to each other.
I just eat
every day.
I just trademarked the idea of
the
bacon restaurant.
Mike's Bacon-O-Rama. I'm going with Mike's Bacon Shack.
That's a better name, though. Oh, fuck!
And I'm going to call my station Oinkles. Oinkles, motherfucker.